So I'm still in Tech Heads, I haven't gone away, and I'm just completing the discussion I'm having with Tim, Henry and Hercules. And Hercules, did you think it was a good idea to come here? Are you getting much from it?
Yeah, I think I'm always positive. I think it's a good idea to meet people, and it's always like, I quite like some of the lectures. I mean, I haven't been able to see all of them.
Okay.
But also, like, you know, the people I wanted to meet, I'm in the back. I met David.
I suppose one of the sort of handicaps in holding a stand or something is that you can be tied, especially if you're a small number of you. You can't divide up and go around.
But I've managed to go around. I met David Crystal, that I've met him before, and you know, it's good to yeah, he's always very entertaining.
And I suppose you can follow the hashtag on Twitter while you're in here, and you might even say to people, somebody says something, oh, why don't you come over to our space and have a look at, because we've got something like that, or it'd be good to meet you. And then you've connected with people while they're not actually in this space.
I think you also learn about how to think of creatively, how you can bring people here.
Yes,
I mean, you know, although, you know, it's like, it's another problem-solving thing that you're going to
process. That's right, challenge,
And one of the good things that everybody's picked up on now is that if somebody comes through the door, they'll typically get offered a bit of a tour of the room by one of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's not immediately come and look at my product,
that's
it's
right.
come and look at our product.
And I wonder,
it's been working really nicely.
My own experience, when I came in the room, I've met Ed Baker before. I've said his name right. Yeah, I've met Ed before. And when I came in, I thought, oh, I bet Ed's in here. And when I came in, I thought, oh, gosh, are these guys selling things or not? And I was sort of a little bit... And then, but then you invited me, you know, you looked at me, smiled, can I help you? Would you like to tour the room? And I think that's key, really, to engaging people. No?
You can't do a hard sell here.
No,
you're just wasting your time. Yeah. No. And I think we're here to learn as well, so we're not expecting to serve or make sales.
Whereas I think if somebody's coming in the room, I guess most people are coming in the room and they're... What is this? Mm. And I suppose they need, it's like a welcome greeting, like, hi, I'm Tim. Would you like to explain what's going on in the room, just so you get an idea? And it might just be, you're not saying, oh, I'm Tim of Tearing Thrust, bro. Let me tell you why this is the greatest product for you and how this is going to serve your needs.
Most people recoil from that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, they do. Because we've had that hard sell and we've all had bad experiences. Yeah. Whereas the, hey, friendly, would you like me to guide you, show you what's going on here? And there's no commitment to that point. You can just say, I'm okay at the moment, but I'll come back to you if I need any.
Exactly.
Right. Next 2 minutes, can I ask another question? There's a lot of debate at the moment, especially here, about the future of computing and education, about teaching. There's a big debate about teaching children to program. Rather than discuss that, I wonder, is there any experiences you had when you were a child that helped you, make you think that you might be interested in this sort of creating digital products? Was there anything that you... Like a moment that...
So, playing around with computers is always fun. One of the things that has always interested me, though, is the ability to be able to create a business with basically no capital outlay, right? So, for £1,000, you can buy a MacBook Air and you can build a business that can scale infinitely.
Using lots of free tools online.
Yeah, and as a kid, I definitely saw the entrepreneurial aspect of it. Could be merged with the fun aspect of programming.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was always slightly entrepreneurial as far as I was concerned.
Great. So it's the potential of what you can do with very little input. Hercules, Henry, do you have any experiences when you were younger that made you think,
I mean, I did play around with ZX80, whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm probably from a generation a bit older, and I kind of come from even pre-desktop publishing.
Okay.
I kind of got into technology from publishing and printer, from typesetting. So basically because I was interested in type.
And now with all the tools that are available, suddenly digital publishing is available to anyone, really.
But you can do that on your web page.
Yes.
Some blog is digital publishing.
And Henry, did you have any early formative experiences that made you think? Or because you've got more of a business
I've got more of a business background. Yeah. So yeah, but I mean, I certainly had exposure of that at school. So I've tried to... sell all sorts of things.
Ice lollies and tuck shops and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
And you thought, I can make some money out of this.
Well, exactly, yeah. Just need to find some smart people to build the stuff.
Well, wish you all very good luck. Are you here tomorrow, the education show?
Yes.
Henry will be.
Yep. Yeah, I am.
I'll be here.
And if people want to find out more, they come over to Tech Heads, which is in...
It's in the Modern Languages building.
Which is not far from where everything is happening.
Yeah, that's